update being powered by Reynolds Roofing, Exteriors and Coating with Marion and Cape Girardeau. Go with Reynolds. And good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning to you, Morgan Wallen. It's his week in a lot of ways. Yes, this week they had the big crane outside his new bar putting up the sign that goes on top of the side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's shaped like the state of Tennessee and says, this bar and Tennessee Kitchen, with Morgan Wallen's name above that. Then they had a second sign that was designed a little different, that was on the front. So, I mean, he's well identified his building, name on the sidewalk, a bunch of stuff about the construction. So I don't know when they're going to have it ready, but they're working on it real fast. He has got three nights he's playing at Nissan Stadium in Nashville this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Oh.
That's a big deal. Three nights. I don't know many people. Garth played four or five times in a week at the arena, but football stadium's different. And maybe Taylor did two or three, maybe. But three is a lot.
Yeah.
Three is really a lot. And then he's got a court hearing sometime. The chair thing is either this weekend or Monday of next week. So we'll see what happens to him or doesn't happen to him.
Right.
Me and you throw a chair off. We're going to the Bokey. Lainey Wilson, she was in Berlin last night. She'll be in Stockholm on Thursday night, Oslo on Friday night, and then she'll come back to America. She's a busy girl. And Jelly Roll was talking about her in an interview, say he saw her recently, and she was frazzled. And he said she just pulled up and said she was running late. She said, man, I had to wake up at 5 this morning to catch a flight.
Mm-hmm.
I had a layover for 5 hours. I leave here and got a 4 a.m. flight tomorrow morning to do a corporate show at 3 in the afternoon. Then I got to fly to another city to do Luke Combs. And he said, you know, she was running on fumes. Work ethic is the next level. Yeah, and those were all commercial flights that she was flying.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way you can save your health and your family life, if you have any, is you got to get, you know, start working on the private jets when you're that hot.
Right.
But she's not there yet. She hadn't made enough money to get into that world yet. But like Brad Paisley last night, he left home at 3:30 in the afternoon for a date in Houston. So he gets there in 2 hours, you know, and then he does his date, gets back on the plane, and he's home, you know, a little after midnight. That's how you save your marriage and divorce and everything else.
Right.
And that's seriously. I mean, because you're not away from your kids as much and everything else. George Strait's longtime tour manager has died. Tom Foote. He was feeling bad at the rehearsals the other night. Then he went back, I guess, to his room, and he died.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the third death in the George Strait family in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Irv Woolsey, his longtime manager and friend, died. And then his fiddler, Gene Elders, died. Now Tom, who was the original drummer for the Ace and the Hole band, and then he converted over to tour manager. Really sad. And I don't know if he's making other changes, too, but George Strait playing Lucas Oil Stadium with Chris Stapleton and Little Big Town, May the 4th in Indianapolis, Indiana, as they get ready. You know, they're doing all their stuff, getting ready for the Indianapolis 500 later in the month. And I must have, might have been when I was off the other day, I don't know, but
mm-hmm.
T. Graham Brown is the next member of the Grand Ole Opry. I didn't know that, and I don't know if I missed that somewhere, but whatever. But he's one of the nice guys. He's just a sweetheart. T. Graham Brown. So they've been hiring a lot of people at the Opry lately.
They have been. They've been busy.
They've been trying to get some more regulars in there.
I think you're right.
Okie dokie.
Okay, Jimmy, have a great day.
You too.
That's the Jimmy Carter update this morning. It's brought to you by Reynolds Roofing, Exteriors and Coating, with offices in Cape and Marion. Go with Reynolds.